Mm-hmm. I like them baked too. Potatoes and bake them. And I like them for tater pies. I make tater pies.
I like those.
Tater pies. I put out a half and I said, they don't need me keeping this thing. I'm going to put it in the garbage. I put a half tater pie in the garbage. Put a half in the carinator to keep it, you know, run the tinfoil paper and keep them. So, and I said, I'm tired of you sitting there. If you hadn't put some else in, and I just got that thing out and they said, I put in fried.
Well, I get me some in and then I boil them and make it up into the sweet potato pie ready to put in the shell.
Mm-hmm.
And then seal it up and put it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for a sweet potato pie, take it out, throw it out, and put it in the crust and bake.
Mm-hmm.
Now a lot of people bake. Now Winnie's sister baked.
Yeah.
And she sent me one that was frozen to bake, and I let it thaw and sit in the microwave for just a few minutes. Just as good as sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I made it.
That's a little easier when you have company, you know what
I'm
saying? Yeah, I can't eat no potatoes because that's much too much sugar for me to eat.
Okay, no.
Especially with my blood pressure. I used to have to can them regularly when Sam was coming from Chesterfield because he loved, and that's what I fix them. And they had why I had to do it, but I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know she didn't do it, now that his cook done it. But she didn't fix nothing like I fixed it. Maybe that's the name. I ain't seen her in a long time. I'd be glad to see it.
Sam would come to mind and say, Glenn, fix me a pork chop just
like that when you fixed it.
Yeah.
That was
her brother. My brother's
like that. Mm-hmm. Do you grow any other kind of potatoes? White potatoes. Ice potatoes. Grow them, I just grow them. Have enough to last all the year. Put them up under that edge of the house.
How you think them?
I don't know.
I'd like to see some
pretty in there,
them
white potatoes.
They
little peeling old
potatoes.
They put them in the jar.
Well,
mm-hmm.
You had cooking.
I reckon they'd be cooking.
I'm talking about you cook them in the jar. When you cook them, you have a cook them in your precious cooker or either this a cooker.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they could do that.
I never can. I could buy some of them all the year.
Now Gladys will watch the TV and she, everything that come on there, sometimes she have a pencil and
right
paper,
now,
she'll get it and she'll cook it. She's good on cooking. But still, I have to do cooking too when I'm up there busy. They want me to cook and I help them out for cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But I get so tired of cooking. But I hate to down when they ask me to do these things.
I got some on the road and I'm going home. But you know what I did?
Yeah.
James is coming there, you know, since I've been sick. You know, I ain't been long had surgery. I had operation.
Yeah.
About 1 or 2 or 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And my son-in-law would say, when they come home, I'll be in the kitchen cooking.
He said to me,
Mr. Kelly, why don't you sit down? So you just stay in the kitchen and cook, and they be going and coming back and eating and going.